Well, Australian farmers have received an early Christmas present with a landmark deal struck to abolish all agricultural export subsidies. The decision was made at the WTO World Trade Organization meeting in Kenya and covers a range of commodities such as sugar, beef, pork, lamb, dairy, wheat, fruit and vegetables. Trade Minister Andrew Robb spoke with political editor Alison Carabine from Nairobi.
Minister, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks very much, Alison.
$15 billion in agricultural subsidies will be phased out worldwide. Is it possible at this stage to quantify what this will mean for Australian farmers?
Well, it's difficult to put a figure on it, but it does mean that into the future, no longer will meat or dairy or sugar or grains or wine or horticulture or cotton or many other things be confronted with other countries putting massive subsidies on their exports. So we'll have a level playing field. Australian farmers will be far more competitive. We'll keep markets that we otherwise would have lost. And it just generally puts us in a much, much stronger position than we've been for decades.
These subsidies have been paid by governments to help reduce exporters' business costs. Obviously, it's the richer countries that can afford these subsidies to the detriment of poorer nations. Just how much have they distorted the level playing field?
Well, you know, they started really with in a big way with the Europeans and the Americans back in the 70s and 80s. Australian governments and the industry have been fighting these issues for decades now, and many would recall the big stockpiles of dairy products and meat and grain that built up in Europe at different times off the back of these major subsidies. They've caused enormous loss of market and loss of income over decades, for that matter, and the big players, Europe and the United States, entitlement for $11 billion of that $15 billion. So it is quite critical that this decision was taken, and it really is an historic time, I think.
So it's mainly the Europeans and the Americans applying these export subsidies. What about here in Australia? What kind of subsidies will Australian farmers lose?
Well, we had an entitlement in dairy and in fruit to use subsidies, which we've never used or we haven't used for 20 years. So there is no loss for Australia. We haven't used subsidies for a long time, export subsidies, and even when we did, it was in a very limited basis. Australia is seen to be and is, in fact, one of the most open agricultural countries in the world. This will just put us in a stronger position going forward, adds more certainty to investors, and will, in many ways, just underpin what we hope to be, you know, a very successful future with the free trade agreements coming in with China and Japan and South Korea, and then the Trans-Pacific Partnership over the next 12 months.
But this deal only covers government subsidies. It doesn't go to broader domestic subsidies or the issue of market access. How much longer will Australian farmers have to wait until there's an outcome on those fronts?
Well, that's a big question. We've been waiting a long time now. This is the first decision that the WTO has taken to reduce protection. This is the first decision they've been able to get a consensus across the 161 member countries since it was formed 20 years ago. So it hasn't been successful until today. Now we are starting to see some success, but nevertheless, we can't wait another 15 or 20 years for the market access issues to be better resolved and some of the domestic subsidies that apply. That's why we have called off the back of this decision to examine how we can perhaps better organise the World Trade Organization negotiations so that we can fast track a lot of these issues in the future. And that, I think, that will dominate a lot of trade policy discussion over the next few months.
Just a few days ago over in Kenya, you were saying that the WTO faces a genuine crisis. A comprehensive outcome from the Doha round of talks that have been underway for 14 years was no longer in prospect. Now, since that criticism, the subsidies deal has been reached, but are you still of the view that the WTO does need an overhaul?
I've got no doubt about that. we have had this result, but there are still major issues which were intended and are part of the Doha round, which we're nowhere near. I think there's a general acceptance from many, many countries that have been at these negotiations that the process is deeply flawed. Yes, we got an outcome this time, but it's one of many, many issues that should and could have been resolved, you know, years and years ago. So we do have to examine the process with the way in which these negotiations are approached and see if we can, you know, start to see some results that occur far more quickly and far more comprehensively than what we've seen.
You have concluded a number of bilateral trade deals, China, Japan, South Korea. Do those bilateral trade deals deliver more for Australia than the negotiating torture that the WTO has become?
I think in the short term, they certainly have. Those trade deals, those bilateral deals, certainly have delivered far more comprehensively and far more quickly into our major markets in North Asia. They have been very effective, but I don't see them as being contradictory, these bilateral versus multilateral. I think it's been a far more productive approach to aggressively go for these bilateral deals.
Andrew Robb, also at this session of the WTO, a deal was reached to cut tariffs on high-tech goods, more than 200 items such as headphones, video game consoles. What kind of price cuts can Australian consumers look forward to?
Well, as the tariffs up to 35-40% have come off so many of these you know, electronics and other technical goods, we got that negotiation concluded in about 18 months to 2 years, compared with the torturous 14 years that we've been going on this Doha round, which is nowhere near complete. So they're very important outcomes on that deal, and it's worth, I think, about $1.3 trillion in savings across those 50 countries. Well, so that will translate into significant benefits for Australian consumers.
Andrew Robb, thanks so much for joining Breakfast.
It's my pleasure.
That's the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, speaking from Kenya with political editor Alison Carabine.